Hey, everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Hey, today I want to talk about storms, right? So we have storms that we go through in our lives, and I think it's important that we just kind of talk about it, right? And, you know, for me, I truly love to watch a rainstorm coming, right? And for me, the best place to watch that storm is sitting on the bank of a lake, any lake, really. You can see the clouds roll in from the distance. You start to see the rain roll over the water, you know, as it comes towards you. It's just beautiful, right? It's beautiful to see this occur in nature. And then to just watch it fade away, right? Like it just disappears like it's a memory. You know, maybe I like to see it because when I'm on my bike, it kind of becomes a challenge. Like, can I make it a game? Can I try to stay dry? You know, I can either wait it out or maybe I can try to ride around it. And I think it's safe to say that a large part of the time that I try to wait it out or I try to ride around it, I still get wet. I still get wet because I wasn't meant to avoid that storm. And when you have to ride through them, just like in life, you have to endure the pain. You have to endure the cold. You know, you're going to go through the wind. You're going to get wet. You have to accept and overcome whatever that storm at that time has to offer to get you to the place where you're going, to get you to the place that God has you going to. You know, a couple of weeks ago, several of us rode to from Nashville to Georgia for a BFC event, and it was southeast of Atlanta, so it's about 300 miles from here. And that weekend, the weather wasn't great. It was raining. When we left Saturday, it wasn't pleasant at all. And from about, you know, Saturday morning at 7 a.m. until we almost got there, we rode through the storm. And then when we came home, it was pretty nice, actually, until we got just before Chattanooga, and we saw the storm coming, and we had to stop anyways, right? It was about time, and so we stopped, and we waited at this gas station until it passed over us, and then we got back on the road. And you know what I find amazing today is, you know, we have this little weather app, right? Everybody's got them on your phones if you have a smartphone, and you can look at the radar. You know where we're going, so we can try to avoid it. We can try to determine, like, if we go at this time, we're gonna hit some gaps, or maybe we can just avoid it altogether. And so this power that we have at our hands is kind of amazing. And I gotta say that the storms in our lives, they kind of come the same way. They arrive in the exact same way that storm clouds do, that when it's raining or thunder. You know, they just come, right? How amazing would it be if we had a little radar app that said, hey, take a different path. Don't do that with your life. You know, just open the app, look at the radar, determine if you really want to go there. And so I'm going to get back to that point, right? That little, you know, wouldn't it be great if we had that? But today's scripture I want to review, it's not very long. It's five verses, and it's in Matthew. And in this message, we hear about Jesus calming the storm, right? So I want to read it real quick, right? And it's Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. And he says, then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. And he replied, you have little faith. Why are you so afraid? Then he got up, he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Look, I personally love a good storm. I love to see it. I love to watch it. I don't love it while I'm riding. As bikers, we're going to really try as much as we can to avoid thunderstorms like the plague. But this storm had to be huge. It had to be huge, and it had to be scary because the disciples were they were fishermen, right? When Jesus came, he said, you know, let me teach you how to fish for men, because they were already fishermen. So certainly they would have been out in a storm before. They would have seen storms. So for them to be terrified, for them to be worried that they were going to drown, how bad was it? How bad was it for them to think they would die, for them to freak out? You know, we all know you're going to hit a storm without any warning. We know that. In our lives, we're going to hit a storm. And that without warning, this storm on the lake that came up, and the disciples were afraid to the point they were going to drown. We've all had a storm in our lives like that, that we thought we were going to drown. I can think of countless times that a storm has come up without warning in my life. And I know that anybody listening can as well. You might even be in a storm right now. Maybe that's why you're listening to this podcast. You know, you hear about storms all the time, right? When you turn on the news, you just scroll through social media, but they're not weather related. You know, maybe someone was driving home and got in a wreck. Maybe someone lost their job. Maybe they lost their house. Maybe their spouse cheated on them. Maybe someone you love has cancer. And on and on and on. What we need to focus on is, how do we deal with the storms that come up in our life? If things have happened to you without warning, it's human nature to start living your life in fear of what that next event's going to be. What's going to happen next? You know, think about the picture, because, you know, it talks about waves being swept over the boat. This isn't a 30-foot fiberglass boat like we see, you know, today. This is made from wood. There are no life jackets. There's none of those round dinghy things that they can throw out to someone if they fall overboard. They're in the middle of a large lake. You know, when I've been out on the lake fishing, and I see the storm off in the distance, I can just hit the throttle and outrun it. Or at least I can try to, right? They can't. They're in a wood boat with wood oars. It's going to require them to paddle to shore and hope they can do that against the waves that are sweeping over the boat. You know, how many times in our lives have we tried to outrun the storm, that we've tried to run from it, but we have no power to move? You know what it makes me think about when I was thinking about this was, you know, we've all seen those old movies and maybe, you know, some old TV shows, you know, where someone is in the jungle and they're running down this path from whatever's chasing them, right? Could be people, or it could be a monster or an animal, whatever it is. And as they're running, they just stop and they step into quicksand, right? We've seen it, maybe, you know, different movies. But no matter how much they struggle, they can't get out alone, right? You can't get out of quicksand alone. You need help. They need help from someone, or they're going to eventually drown. To me, this is no different, right? We seem to be out to sea with no boat, right? We're just bobbing back and forth, barely keeping our heads above water. People ask, you know, will you help us? They ask us to help them. But sometimes we think in our own minds, like, if they just knew what I was going through, how could I help them? I can barely take care of myself. How can I get the job done for somebody else? I've been there, right? Where somebody's been like, oh, I really need help. And I've thought, man, I'm drowning. I'm in a storm. You know, it may have looked like I had everything under control, but what was happening on the surface was much different than what was happening below. Right? It makes me think of the, like, you know, you see the ducks and the geese and the, you know, birds floating on the water. Everything above water is so graceful and elegant. But underwater, man, those legs are going 100 miles an hour. They're trying to keep it up. They're trying to get that duck wherever he needs to go, right? Have you ever felt like that? Like, is everything on the surface is beautiful, right? Maybe on the outside, everything is amazing, but inside you are just frantic. That storm inside is just building and building and building. It doesn't matter how fast you paddle, you don't feel like you're making any ground. That's a real thing. In these verses, we have to recognize that the key to this life is how do we become like Jesus? How do we become like Jesus and have faith to rest in the storm? He was sleeping. He was at peace until the disciples woke him up, freaking out, frantically saying, "Lord, help us, we're going to drown." He was at peace. You remember I said, you know, today for the weather, we have this weather app with a radar. But we have another tool to show us what to do in that storm, to show us how to navigate it. And that's the Bible, right? That tool is Christ. You know, in this instance here, Jesus highlights how they don't have faith. You of little faith. I know for me, when I think about this, right, when I look at this situation, I'm truly amazed that the disciples were afraid. Because Jesus was in the boat with them. How could they be afraid? They knew him, right? Certainly, by this time, they had seen him already perform miracles. They knew who he was, but they still didn't have enough faith in that moment. You know, it's easy for us to look back at this account of the disciples and wonder, why were they afraid? He was in the boat with them. But what I want you to remember is that Jesus also said that if people just wanted to see miracles, that there would never be enough miracles for people to believe in him. Wow. Right? It's John 4:48. It says, "Unless you people see signs and wonders," Jesus told them, "you will never believe." Faith is putting your hope in what is not seen instead of always asking for a sign. I think so often we, you know, and I read it all the time too, and I see it on Facebook, and, you know, when I'm recording this, it's July 17th. Tonight, The Chosen has a special thing where they pulled in like nine, you know, millennials, and they're having them binge watch The Chosen. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it. But one of the commercials, you know, one of the trailers for it said, you know, one of the girls said, "I prayed and I prayed and I prayed from Jesus, and he never showed me a sign." Faith is putting your hope in what is not seen instead of always asking for a sign, right? We have to have faith. We have to recognize that miracle after miracle after miracle isn't going to do us for it. We got to believe. And then, you know, one of the key points in this verse is even the winds and the waves obey him. So throughout all creation and everything that comes into our lives and everyone else's life, God is in control. You know, here's the thing. He will allow the storm in your life for a specific purpose, right? But the hardest thing to accept is that storm may not be from him. Just because I say all storms have a purpose doesn't mean they're all from God. We have free choice, and we can stir up those storms by ourselves through sin. Right? Our sin can generate the storm. But God loves us enough for us to be strengthened in faith by that storm. And when the storm comes, a lot of times we get mad at God. So we can choose, right? We can get mad at God, or we can cling to God and ask for his wisdom. We can ask him to help us get through it. Which person are you? If you doubt, you can change. If you don't have faith, you can. If you're currently in a storm, let's pray. Pray this with me, right? Lord, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what's going on in my life. I'm in a storm. I don't know how I got here. There seems to be no way out. I thought it would have been over by now. Please, Lord, help me. Help me focus on you. Help me have faith in you, not the storm or my circumstance. Help my mind get away from the worst that can happen. Help, Lord, help my heart to know that you love me, that you do not want harm for me. Help me know that this storm can bring me closer to you and make my faith stronger. Lord, help me survive. Help me not only survive, but help me rest knowing that you're in control, that nothing surprises you. Lord, forgive me for doubting. Forgive me from doubting your goodness. Please help me survive this storm. Please help me have joy in my heart. Amen. Look, storms are going to come and go. But these storms, they don't have to paralyze you. Just call upon God. Call upon Christ. Call upon the one who can calm the storms and knows when the storm will stop. I want you to have a great, blessed week and an amazing day. Have a great day as this is the day the Lord has made, right? We've heard that scripture. This is the day the Lord has made. So just, you know, rejoice in it and be happy. Be thankful. Your weather map, your radar for this, your radar to help you get through this is Christ. Open the word and listen. Hey, this is Rick with the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed. If you liked it, share it with your friends. Subscribe on whatever platform of choice you have. And I just want you to have a blessed week. Thanks.